I am here at Ag Connect Expo. With me is Dr. Jude Capper, and she was just at a town hall meeting here on really about the environmental footprint of agriculture. And Dr. Capper, give me a little bit of your background, please.
So I did my undergrad and PhD back in England in the effect of ruminant nutrition on ewe and lamb behavior and survival. I came over here 4.5 years ago as a ruminant lipid biologist, and since then I've been a full-time carbon footprint person.
And you talked specifically about cattle, both beef and dairy. And I wanted to focus on dairy for our World Dairy Diary website because you had some really interesting things to say there about how the carbon footprint of milk production in the United States has improved, but not necessarily the carbon footprint per cow. So explain that.
So the carbon footprint per cow compared to 1944, now we have bigger cows, they eat more feed, they also give more waste because they give more milk. So milk yield per cow has increased fourfold since 1944. What that means is back then we had 25.6 million cows making 117 billion pounds of milk. Now we only have 9.2 million cows. So we've cut cow numbers by 60%, but we also make 59% more milk, 186 billion pounds. So what that's done is to cut the total carbon footprint per gallon of milk by 63%, which is huge. It's a great achievement.
And you showed a graph that really showed improvements in all areas regarding dairy production. Tell me about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Compared to 1944, to make 1 gallon of milk now, we only need 21% of the animals, 24% of the feed, 10% of the land, 35% of the water, and as I say, a huge decrease in the total carbon footprint.
Can this get any better?
You know, I think it can. At the moment, we have an average milk yield per cow of over 20,000 pounds, but we have herds at 30,000 pounds. We have individual cows at 40,000 pounds. The record cow was in Wisconsin just last year at 72,000 pounds. So we can keep going over the next 10 and 20 and 30 years and keep doing this good stuff.
What do you think has been the greatest impact on decreasing the environmental footprint of dairy over the last, since 1944?
So certainly the biggest impact has been the improvement in milk yield, and that's due mainly to 3 factors, genetics, nutrition, management. Now we know how to feed our cows, how to work with them, how to manage them, how to care for them far better, and that has a huge improvement in productivity.
Well, very good. Now, the other thing that you said that was really interesting, it's always a question how to define sustainability. You talked about 3 different pillars of sustainability. Tell me about those.
So there are 3 pillars, economic, environmental, and social. And if those are out of balance, if we have something that works economically and socially but doesn't work on the environment, we have a problem. So we have to balance those 3 at all times when we're thinking sustainability.
So the key here is that what's sustainable here in the United States may not be in some other part of the world.
Absolutely. We have to find the best system per region, whether it's in the States, Europe, South America, Africa. Everywhere has their best sustainable dairy system. We just have to identify that and move forwards.
Do you think there may be a way to, you talked about using the science, there may be a way to come up with a formula or an equation or to quantify those 3 different pillars to come up with, some kind of number to compare sustainability?
Absolutely, there will be. We're working on that now with some other people. There will be whole-scale factors out there, and a 5 will be worse than will be better than a 7 and worse than a 3, and we just have to work out how to evaluate that.
All right, very good. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Jude Capper, here at the Innovations Theater, sponsored by Successful Farming at Ag Connect Expo. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.